Scholastic Audiobooks presents Trouble by Gary D. Schmidt, read by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. Henry Smith's father told him that if you build your house far enough away from trouble, then trouble will never find you. So the Smiths lived where their people had lived for exactly 300 years, far away from trouble, in Blithebury by the sea, where the currents of the Atlantic give up their last southern warmth to the coast of Massachusetts before they head to the cold granite shores of Maine. From the casement windows of his bedroom, Henry could look out over the feathery waves, and on sunny days, and it seemed as if all his life there had been only sunny days, he could open the leaded glass doors and walk onto a stone balcony, and the water would glitter all the way to the horizon. Henry's first word had been blue. The first taste he could remember was salt water. The first Christmas gift that meant anything to him was a kayak, which he had taken into the water that very morning, so calm had the sea been, because trouble was so far away. Henry Smith's house, begun in 1678 with the coinage of his 17th-century merchant ancestors, stood on stone ledges, braced against the storms and squalls and hurricanes and blizzards that blew out of the northeast. Its beams were still as straight as the day they had been hewn, and Henry could run his hands along the great oaks that dwelled beneath the flooring and feel the sharp edges left by the ancient moss.